Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, the show about everything and nothing at all. Now please welcome the Educated Redneck himself, Mr. Dan Ellison.
Greetings.
We're here. We're here. We're live. It's the third week of January. Second show, thanks to technical difficulties, which I will not forget. We lost a lot of shows. Anyhow, we're here. Had a great weekend. Went down to Hatteras, North Carolina, and did a cancer benefit for a young fellow who's not got much time left. It's a shame. It's one of them things, though. Life is full of all kinds of ups and downs, but I'm sure you all have noticed, and this, again, is something we're going to get into today. Now they're trying to blame all the heart attacks on the Rona. That's the new Rona, it turns out, has bad consequences for your heart, you know. Had nothing to do with that experimental rushed gene therapy they forced on you. Had nothing to do with that. It's the Rona causing this. And it's also causing the spike in cancers, but, you know, it's something that's been around. And, oh, in the lab leak theory, that's not a theory anymore. So basically everything we told you was a lie and everything that you said was correct. And we censored your speech and kept you from telling anybody, because if the truth had got out, our whole farce would have fallen apart a long time ago. But it's okay. It's the government. We lie. I mean, you expect us to tell the truth? I mean, we lie on everything. We lie on the trillions of dollars we've lost. We lie about pills that we are supposed to. See, we're supposed to have the FDA and Food and Drug Administration supposed to make sure our stuff is safe, yet you go through these shelves and every shelf is full of shit that will kill you. Oh, and microplastics are in 80% of our meat now. Because we had to quit using glass. Come on. We had to. Everything had to be in plastic because glass is bad. It doesn't kill you. I mean, it. You get it yet? You get it yet? Every single move that your wonderful government has taken to protect you, air quotes, has destroyed your quality of life. Yet you sit there, oh, the government's good. You can trust the government. The government didn't give a shit if you woke up this morning. They don't. They don't give a tinker's damn about you. But you're so stupid, you'll just stand, oh, the government cares for us. The government cares for us. The government does not give a shit about you. And the sooner you figure that out, the better off you'll be. This is unreal, folks. This is unreal. But, you know, you'll just sit there in line and take your stuff and whatever they tell you to do, you will go and just do it. Because, by the way, you know, doing your own research is so highly overrated. Why would you want to read a book and get intelligent when you can just sit around and be a dumbass? How about that? We'll just all sit around and be ignorant bitches, and whatever the government tells us, we'll just agree with. But there's been an explosion of cancer, been an explosion of heart attacks, been an explosion of immunological diseases. There's been a and it all happened. All happened when? Can we all say when? When the experimental gene therapy was forced, and I mean forced, your job, threat of losing your job, that's not forcing you. Threat of losing your right to travel, that's not forcing you. Threat of losing your right to go see your loved ones, that's not forcing you. They forced the entire thing, all the lies. Oh, and the 6-foot social distancing, that just came up from out of nowhere. There was zero science behind that, yet these bastards were sitting there going, follow the science, follow the science. There was no science to follow. None. Zero. Zip. Every single thing the government said has been proved wrong. Masks do not work. Proved wrong. And the bitches are still out here trying to force masks on you that do not work, because it ain't about saving you. It's about seeing who will obey these bastards. That's what it's about. It has nothing to do with your safety, nothing to do with your health, and everything to do with them having complete control of your life from sun up to sundown and everywhere in between. But you're dumb, and you're just getting that line. The government's good, Dan. The government's good. No, they're not. They quit being good years ago. They most certainly did. They most certainly did. I'm serious. What is it going to take for them to drop a building on you? Is that what it's going to take? Every single thing they said was a lie. 6-foot social distancing came from zero science. Mask wearing came from zero science. Staying home came from zero science. The prick, Uncle Sam's little prick that they warp speeded had been developed years before, and they were just waiting on a good reason to put gene therapy on people without them questioning it. Oh, and there's other stories that saying up to 30%, up to 30% of the vaccines were placebos and were nothing but saline water. Well, I had a friend, he got it, he didn't get sick, because probably he got a placebo. This was done so that you would not see the effects of the poison they were injecting in your bodies.
Oh, the government's good, Dan. The government's good.
Oh, shut up. Go read history. No government ever ends up in the good column. No government ever, and ours is adding to the pile. The people who represent you wipe their ass with the Constitution because they are above the law. They can do anything they want. Look at Hunter Biden. You smoke crack, you go to jail. You smoke crack and have a gun, you go to jail. You lie on your taxes, you go to jail. You have sex with minors, you go to jail. Hunter Biden can do any damn thing he wants, and he will face zero consequences. His dad, exactly the same way. Wire transfers from Chinese companies directly to Biden's house, and you don't give a damn. Because he's your guy.
Anything but Trump. Anything but Trump.
You little bitches are annoying as hell is what you are. You little non-binary babies.
I'm
sorry you're so confused you don't even know what the hell you are. But I'm sure as hell not going to follow somebody that doesn't even know what sex they are. Jesus, people. And then look at all the health experts. They're all overweight blimps who are the exact pictures of the opposite of what healthy is. Yet you're going to follow their advice? That'd be like having somebody coming up with all the wheels falling off the car and going, yeah, I'll do my own maintenance. Let me show you how. There's a lot to get to today. There's a lot to get to today. So you know where we're going this morning. here's your list. I'm going to go pick up Herman. I just wanted to get that first little opening segment out of the way, get our commercials so that me and Herman can get on here and get going. So, you know the drill. Long commercials. Dan will be right back with Herman. So, I'm gonna play this for my buddy. My buddy, he will be out here doing the Jokers and Jesters comedy tour in the spring. We'll do a couple of dates, but starting in mid-February, go look us up.
That's right. The Jokers and Jesters comedy tour is back on the road. We are currently promoting our second Amazon Prime special, Jokers and Jesters, the next special. We will be touring small towns across this great country of ours. So for our tour dates, follow us on Facebook at Jokers and Jester Comedy Tour or at our website, jokersandjester.com. It's a great night of music, laughter, and magic. Don't miss us as we come to a small town near you.
Hey everyone, Proof here. Just wanted to ask you guys, are you guys tired of all the mask ordinances that are passing all over the place? With people telling you that you're not allowed to buy and sell unless you have a piece of fabric over your face? Well, we sure are tired of it. Please check out realbarefaceislegal.org and help us get together to fight these mask ordinances. You can also find Bareface Is Legal on Facebook, either as a group or a business page. Anyway, help us fight back against these stupid mask mandates. RealBarefaceIsLegal.org.
I want to tell everyone about the 501c3 nonprofit Barefoot Is Legal. Flip-flops are the most worn shoe. Even in America, almost everyone wears cheap flip-flops during the summer, sometimes even all year long. It's because they don't want to wear shoes, but there is 60 years of social stigma to overcome. Most people think it is illegal to drive a car, go to a store, or eat in public without shoes on. The fact is, there are zero laws, health department stuff, insurance regulations, etc. about going barefoot. Not only that, it is actually safer and more healthy to go barefoot than wear most shoes that we have been wearing for the last half century. Please check out the website barefootislegal.org and check out all of our social media. Going barefoot is safe, healthy, and legal. Barefootislegal.org.
We all know that times are tough and things are really expensive right now. So why not save a little bit of your wallet as well as the landfill? Marty.com carries high quality products at low, low prices, sometimes up to 70% off of retail. I just got a wonderful package of beef jerky for 1 cent sent to my house through Marty.com. Marty.com offers high-quality products at discount prices. Why? Well, sometimes products are seasonal or overstocked or packaging just changes. It's still great quality food, but it's going to end up in the landfill if we don't find some way to distribute it. And leave that to Marty.com. Now, if you want to save a little extra today, you can get $20 off your first order by going to our Facebook group for Dynamic Word Bible Studies and picking up a discount code there. So check out Dynamic Word Bible Studies at Facebook and find Marty.com on our comments. You'll be able to get this free discount code. It's going to give you $20 off, and it's also a great way to support our show and to keep those landfills light and to save some money in your wallet. And I'm all about saving money. So check out Marty.com.
Earthing, also known as grounding, is the act of touching our body's skin directly to the earth, just like our ancestors did as they slept, sat, and walked on the ground nearly every day of their lives. This simple connection allows Earth's natural negative electrons to enter the human body, pacifying dangerous free radicals, which, if left unchecked, can cause severe damage to cells that can lead to many chronic diseases. Ground Therapy's patented process and suite of products were designed for you to experience all the benefits of grounding in your busy and modern lifestyle. And you'll experience the benefits of grounding within the safety and comfort of your home or office throughout the entire day, just as if you were touching the earth itself.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Did you know that every time you swipe your debit card, those behind-the-scenes transaction fees make the big banks even richer? In 2016 alone, these fees added up to $60 billion. Yes, that's billion with a B. Well, what if there was a way to have the convenience of a debit card, but reroute those fees from the banksters to organizations actually doing good in the world? Organizations that protect the environment or feed hungry children? What if your swipes could literally change the world? Well, Groundswell SPC has found a way to do just that. We've designed a Visa debit card program that shares transaction fees with your favorite cause. Groundswell partners with nonprofit organizations that promote the card to their supporters. Their supporters then use the card to power the mission of the nonprofit. It's a win-win-win for everyone, except the big banks, of course. Groundswell is about to launch its first cards into market, and we're inviting you to be part of this movement as an investor in the company. Go to WeFunder.com/GroundswellCard to learn more. Set up a free WeFunder account and invest in Groundswell today and get your money on mission.
Hello, everyone. I want to introduce you to our friends at Marty.com. At Marty, you can stock up on all your pantry items and other household items for way, way cheaper than traditional grocery stores. I like that most of the items are organic. Also, I really dig their 1 cent deal of the day. It changes every single day. I recently snagged a 10-ounce bag of dog treats for Chewbacca for a penny. Normally, they sell on their site for $7.99. With the upcoming fruit shortages, this is my favorite place to stock up on canned goods. If you live in the mountain or Pacific time zones, you need to get with Marty.com, M-A-R-T-I-E.com. Look for our link on our FreedomizerRadio.com website and get a $10 free just because I told you to go there. Marty.com. Great deals, good feels.
Hey, we're back from commercials, and I've got Herman in tow. Say hi, Herman.
What's going on? How you doing? What's happening, man?
Herman said he's sitting there drinking his mushroom coffee with Celtic sea salt and cayenne pepper. Damn, that sounds like a way to start the day.
Oh, yeah, man, getting the body refreshed, arteries rejuvenated and jumped, heart started, you know what I'm saying? And we're ready to roll.
It's funny how many things in the past that our government has told us is bad is now coming out as good.
But they said, not bad meaning bad, but bad meaning good. Huh?
Well, we're laughing at it, but it's a crying shame what we've allowed to happen to this country in the past 3 years.
Yes.
Just the past, forget the rest of it. Just this past 3 years has been an insane asylum.
Well, you know what? It's been crazy, man. And I'm listening, Dan. You have some great things we've talked about off air that are incredible, right?
Yeah.
I like to start with the petty things.
Petty. Petty.
Okay. The petty things are the Christians, especially in this great black community of Christian preachers, okay? I thought I'd leave that off because I want to keep you safe, so, you know, for the people that want to be haters, okay? You got Eddie Long, who's been told, T.D. Jakes, and Carlton Pearson. Have you ever heard of Carlton Pearson?
Yes, I have.
He was the replacement for Jerry Falwell.
Yes.
Okay, this is where they were trying to put him in that position. Now, you see what T.D. Jakes is now, the new super pastor, alleged power bottom, to which we noticed this, who's ever on the bottom taking it now. You have power on the bottom now as far as two guys. So this is a power bottom. He's the catcher, not the pitcher. All right, so
he's home plate, so to speak.
So Carlton Pearson, they just, you know, T.D. Jakes is going, supposed to be going down allegedly for grooming young men through the Christian faith and having sex with boys and being involved with P. Diddy and his sex parties and things and scandals. So this is a bishop tied in some things he shouldn't be tied into. All right. Now, let's go to the top of this scandal. Carlton Pearson just passed away, okay, not too long ago.
Yeah.
At his funeral, it was announced by another bishop that he was the one that married Carlton Pearson and his husband. And they found this out at his funeral, and you could have saw the faces of all the bishops when they said this man was married to another man. You could have bought every preacher in there for a nickel.
Yep.
And if you couldn't bought them for a nickel, they knew what was going on. Tell me they don't have us. And the thing is, these type of distractions are what's trying to, and it's all kinds. I don't care what nationality you are, they're distracting you because of what we were talking about before we started talking today.
Oh, yeah. It's a sideshow. It's the Coliseum. It's the Christians against the Lions.
Mm-hmm.
It's yeah. We got to give them a big enough circus that they'll be so occupied that they can't see what's going on.
Okay, because let's look at all the fake stuff before we get into it heavily. Listen, man, have you seen the NFL this year?
Oh, now, yeah. You saw the thing that came out the other day, right?
What happened?
Where they announced the performers for the Super Bowl between the San Francisco 49ers
and
the
Baltimore
Ravens.
Uh-huh.
Now, how are they going to explain that if that's the two teams that make it?
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to explain that? It was just luck?
No. This is how you can explain it even further. Look at the colors of the background for the announcement of the Super Bowl. The colors are burgundy and purple. Forget them.
Coincidence.
The colors are burgundy and purple already representing San Francisco and Baltimore.
It's coincidence, Herman. They haven't played the games we don't know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, what are they going to do when it comes to that? Seriously. What are they going to say?
They're going to do absolutely nothing because there's too few people that think like you and I to make enough stir to make a difference. That's what they're going to say, nothing. You cannot see the forest for the trees. Can you hear a tree fall in the middle of a million trees? No. And that tree will drop in silence once again because there's too many trees that are standing for what they're actually showing.
Well, see, that's the other end of it. And this is, maybe this will bring some reality to people.
Mm-hmm.
The amount of money that's being bet on the Super Bowl. Do you think the money people would leave up the outcome of those bets to pure chance? So somebody has to back that. There has to be a house.
Dan, I'm going to tell you something, man. Right now, the way things are set up, we're living in separate dimensions right in front of one another. Now, this is where we're into. Let me tell you how I know. I can talk to a friend in another state, and I won't name the states because, you know, another state. A football game could be on. Any one of these Roman Sports Arena games could be on, right? And if we have it nationwide on our television, one of us is in real time and one of us is not. One of us will be able to tell one of the others the plays before they happen. How is that, Dan?
Yeah.
I can tell you the plays before they happen in real time.
I'm telling you, hey, man, they about to get a touchdown in a minute. He was like, oh, man, yeah, I'm not on that play. Okay, here they come. Yeah, that touchdown looked good. How is there a minute and a half, 2 minute, three, not seconds, minute and a half, 2 minute, 3 minute, sometimes up to 5 minutes different. I'm watching something in my living room that has happened that you're about to have seen happen in real time. We're on the phone when this happens.
Yeah.
And people are not looking at these things as a dimensional split. It's not. If I'm watching it on TV now and they say touchdown, we should both be saying touchdown at the same time.
Yep.
It's impossible for me to see it in one time and you see it another, and we're in the same space. We're in the same dimensions.
Okay? Yeah.
We're in the same portals. How? How? It's almost unexplainable. And people will sit in awe because it's almost one of them, gotcha.
Uh-huh.
Gotcha.
Well, it goes back to the phrase we've used 100 times. It's easier to fool a person than convince them they've been fooled.
Thank you.
It is.
And you can't convince us that we've been fooled. That's why it's hard to talk to people like you and I.
Yeah.
Because you can't convince me I've been fooled. I'm not a Bernstein Bear acceptor.
Yep. And I'm with you on that. And it's the Chick-fil-A, it's the KFC, it's all of it. And again, it goes back to the theory. Is it really a dimensional shift, or is somebody just out there screwing with us to see how much they can change and we'll accept?
Proving it just in the conversation is a dimensional shift.
Yeah.
Right now, we're in the middle of something. Hold it now. Dan, let me tell you about dimensional shifts. When you were a kid, there are many things they're trying to make sure we never remember about those days. Period.
Yep.
They don't want you to remember anything. They try to make you forget anything that connects to love, peace, joy, happiness, and comfortable assembly. They don't
That's
want to see
truth.
Any of that anymore.
They've done it in so many ways, too, like the frequency of music. The frequency of music of our youth is different than the frequencies of youth now. They've changed it.
I've seen videos that sneak through the Internet now that I see a white guy, and he's just a regular dude, and he's saying, hey, if we come together as a people, the Spanish individuals, the poor white individuals, the poor black individuals, and we come together, and they're talking like this. They were talking like this. There's people that were talking like this. And they were actually saying if we come, they were actually speeches saying we all need to come together against this government. And they hadn't divided things yet.
Yep.
But they get rid of anything that talked about us coming together. Anything. All they start pushing was the Ku Klux Klan. And the birth of a nation.
Yep.
Once they pushed the Ku Klux Klan and the birth of a nation, this is what really divided everyone totally. Because in the South and the North, everyone was not in slavery and everyone didn't agree about slavery in this land. Period. And only the populace vote counts. So the most populous individual's opinion are the only thing that's counting. So it leads us in a direction to which we will begin to believe how life should be versus how it is. Me and you talking proves how life is. Propaganda says what life should be. If you live propaganda, this life will never be reality, period. You will never see two people of different cultures, no matter what, come together and actually make sense of we both eat, we both sleep, we both drink, and we all have needs for the same. Period.
Yes.
Period. You can get into political, religion, all that later. You learn that. But you don't learn that you need to eat. It's instinctive. You don't learn that you need to sleep. It's instinctive. You don't learn
You don't learn these things. You need to drink. It's instinctive. How about we work about the things that are instinctive and necessities before we get into choices?
True.
How about we take care of our necessities before we get into choices?
And I've said this 100 times over. People don't start wars. Governments do.
Yes.
And who profits from every war? The government. Who has the worst end of the stick when it comes to war? The people.
And that came from the idea of tyrant kings making people peasants. It's the same thing.
Yeah, and then you fight your peasants against each other when you have too many peasants to control. So you whittle down the number of your peasants, and then the ones that are with you.
Yeah.
Those are the ones that are left, and everybody else is gone.
Crazy. It's freaking insane. It's freaking insanity, man. It's insanity.
And the funny thing is, we sit here, and you and I picked apart the whole mask, the social distancing, all that. We picked it all apart. And yet, these people, the ones who are supposed to know, didn't know, and made shit up. That's what Fauci said in his testimony. I don't know if anybody – see, it's really funny because there's a couple things really missing from the news. And one of them is Fauci's testimony. And the other is what's going on in Texas right now. How many people have seen in the headlines what's going on at Texas? Because it's nowhere to be found. And Drudge is a liberal rag anymore. But there's not a single story on Drudge about how the Texas National Guard is standing down the border patrol and closing the border in Texas. There's not a story nationwide about it.
No. Because as long as you don't drive in and you fly in and out, it doesn't make a difference.
It don't make a damn to you.
It don't make a difference because this is separation. Okay? This is separation. They evaluate separation certain ways, and this is the way they separate people.
Yep.
And people are not noticing it's done subtly. And while everyone's being distracted by the first things we started off with were the distractions of society.
Yes.
This is why they don't hear about Texas. Because we want to know what's going on with the football game, basketball game, the entertainers, the Christians who have turned foul, and the politicians who are lying. These are the things we're occupied with our minds. But health, I don't care about wealth because wealth is my health.
Right. You can't take wealth with you.
You can't take wealth with you. Wealth is my health. Wealth is a part of my health. If I'm not healthy, I can't be wealthy.
That's right. And if you're not healthy, being wealthy won't matter. Wealthy won't matter if you're not healthy.
Yes. Remember they say healthy, wealthy, and wise.
Yes.
Healthy is first. If you can't be healthy, there is no wealthy to be wise for. Because you won't exist.
And health is something that we've so pushed onto the back burner. Because when you have Sports Illustrated, by the way, which is now collapsed,
yeah,
putting fat women in bikinis on their cover as an example of how you should live your life, then we've hit the end of the road. Because sports used to be about being healthy. And now, fat people are just as healthy. No, they are not. End of it. There's not a debate there. Not even a smidgen of a debate there.
No.
But they want it to be a debate. And now they're a bankrupt magazine because they put a dude who wanted to be a chick on the cover. They put a fat girl in a bikini on the cover. And their sales plummeted. Huh, I wonder why.
The people are tired of living the lies that you're forcing down their throats. Being overweight is unhealthy. And a man with a penis should not be in a bathing suit. But
or in a women's locker room.
But if Victoria will be no secret at the end of the day, that means that at the end of the day, when you flop that bikini to the side, it's going to be some dingleberries and a baseball bat, okay? Mm-hmm. Because Victoria's secret is that she was a man. So Victoria is a he-she, okay? So everything that we're dealing with, in the end, you see, on top of Christianity, as far as you went to Jairus Farwell, so if Carlton Pearson is a homosexual bishop and he's replacing Jerry Farwell, Jairus Farwell was a homosexual, okay? Let's get it all real now. We're going to keep it all 100 with this connection. Because stuff rolls downhill.
Carlton Pearson doesn't just appear. It doesn't just appear.
It doesn't just appear. I just gave you the direction from Jerry Farwell, Carlton Pearson, leading down to T.D. Jakes. And then we going to go, and when you go to the side with the white people, they gay. You go to the other side with the black people, they gay. You throw a Filipino on there, he gay. You throw a Guadalupe in there, he gay. It don't matter. It's a gay society that they have. It's a gay union. They're all a part of it.
And if you speak out like Joan Rivers did, you die in a basic procedure.
Yeah, when you with your throat just happened to be, you know, just you have the polyp removed and your heart just happens to collapse.
Yeah, it just happens. Just coincidentally after you said, Michelle Obama's a tranny, come on.
And Barack Obama keeps saying, when Mike and I held hands in public, we made history.
What?
Yep. Because his show ain't got nothing to do with a black woman and a black man holding hands. So if he a president and she a president, it's a president lady, that they made history. That ain't what made history. What made history is she was a transgender and you a homosexual president walking down openly, and you did it openly with John F. Kennedy and Jacqueline F. Kennedy was still behind closed doors. You the opening. Barack Obama's name in Hebrew means rising son of Satan. He means he's Satan. When the Israeli leader said, "We are the little Satan," Barack, you all are the big Satan. They're telling you who he is.
Well, they tell you out in the open. I think even Biden had a slip up the other day where he mentioned something about, God, I wish I could remember exactly what he said, but he basically said the quiet part out loud of who they were against.
Biden's been dead since 2000. Whoever's playing the hoodie role of the fake, look at that man's skin. That skin will be wrinkled up on that hoodie face of whoever's talking to be Biden for that week. It might be 10 different Bidens. Biden's dead. Biden did ask Siri. He died in a biking accident in 2000. He did. All these things that we see is a big, giant field of acting. We don't know what is real and what is fake. I know you are real, Dan. I know I'm looking at myself as, and I'm comfortable with knowing that. Outside of that, I don't know nobody. I'm being real. I'm talking about some of the local people.
But that's everything you and I have said, though. What you know versus what you've been taught.
Yeah.
The only things you really know are the things in your immediate circle. That's the only thing you really know.
And some of those things, if you're not careful, are questionable if you don't know yourself well.
That's right.
If you're still lying to yourself, some of them people you're around ain't worth a nickel because you're a liar still to yourself.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about lying to others.
Yeah, lying to yourself that somebody's out for your best good when they're not.
Yeah. And you turn the best good away because you don't know the difference in what you're looking at.
That's one of the things I was thinking about this weekend of how to grow. And one of the first things to growing is the ability to admit you're wrong.
Yeah.
Most people cannot sit there and go, I was wrong. I can do it. Mm-hmm. I will sit there. When I'm wrong, I will come to you and say, I was wrong. I thought something totally different.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the perceptions. And again, that goes back to this whole are we living in a, you know, everybody wants to laugh at this idea that we're living in a hologram movie type thing. But when you break it down, like somebody broke it down in this one video I watched, your brain is you. Your brain's your thoughts. Your brain's your functions. Your brain never sees the outside world. The only information your brain get is delivered by your senses through little electric communications that come into the brain, and then the brain interprets those. So to say that something's exactly there is hard to say because your brain never really actually experienced it. It's all stuff brought into your brain from other ways.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why when you're sitting there looking at something, you smell it, you sense it, you touch it, but your brain itself never does.
Just your outside, just your inner senses.
Yeah, your sensors tell it. And so the picture you see is created by your brain. The picture I see is created by my brain. So how do we both know it's there?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so that gets you back to all these other people who talk about all these, like the Akashic records, about how everything is stored somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you can tap into that, and a lot of your great seers tapped into that. They tapped into it so they had knowledge that seemed out of this world because it was.
It was. Correct. Precisely.
But if you say it came from out of this world, instantly the naysayers will be like, oh, you're just, you know, you're making that up. No, you're not making that up. That's what happened, and you're trying to tell everybody that.
If I know something that you don't know, but I know that you can find out easily, but you don't know you can find out easily, it's up to me to be true to you by being true to myself and telling you the truth that you can do it too. If
right.
I don't tell you that you can do it too, then I'm looking to take advantage of you. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And whether it's soft vantage, mild vantage, no matter what, it's still vantage. You know?
And that's what the government has done by holding back the information they have on whether these are interdimensional beings, UFOs, whatever. They've known since Roswell that these were real. They've told every person in the American public they're not.
I know a key to a lot of this stuff is if you allow the brown person that's here that's been imprisoned and challenged so long, for what reason? Challenged so long just to be themselves. Why would you take them away from their history? Why would you take a portion of them in this era of what we know and enslave them? Why would you beat, kill, and torture them and then still have to live as if they're humans, but you already wrote that they're not humans and one-third of a human, but you expected that one-third of human, once you feel like accepting him, to understand he's acceptable and be okay. Okay? That makes no common sense.
No.
That's like asking a hyena to forgive a lion. It doesn't make sense. We're trying to survive. It's survival of the fittest. Should I be thinking of a human relations like a lion and a hyena? You know what I'm saying?
I do.
Should we be relating to one another like lions and hyenas? Or are we these beings that can rationalize differently than a beast? Because I see us doing a lot of beastly things when we are individuals who rationalize nature. Doing irrational things, making excuses for them.
And usually when you get to the irrational people, they have the lower IQs. And the people like you and I who have high IQs, we can see it, talk about it, and change it. But the other people are still stuck in the same rut.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly.
and it's a rut they'll never come out of. That's why it's been here since the beginning of time. And it would take an enormous amount to get everybody to get on the same page.
Well, the thing is, if everybody got on the same page, it would end the reason for all purpose of things to exist.
Yeah.
You get on the same page, there's no more cycle.
Yeah. Because there's a cycle that goes through history, and that's why I tell people, read The Fourth Turning. That is one of the best books ever written, because it absolutely does not try to inflict on you some point of view. It just says, these are the facts as laid out over history that we know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's the other end of that question, though, is that the history we know or history we're taught?
Yeah.
Which one is it?
And you know, I look at where I'm from, right? And a friend of mine was listening to me talking about Gary, and as I was talking about Gary one day, they looked up Gary, Indiana, and began to read how Gary used to be a prosperous city in the 1920s. By the 2000s, by the 2000s, it used to be once a prominent city, was once known as the murder capital of the country, then world. Now Gary is a ghost town and a city that's almost dead. But they still talk about being fearful and walking there because of the angle of murder and desperation. And this happened, and people are just telling the story. Ronald Reagan talked about Gary, Indiana. Why wouldn't nobody do nothing about it? I come from a city where they say you ain't supposed to make – I come from misery.
Yeah.
It's described and written. So I'm supposed to be someone that comes from there that murders, kills, rapes, pedophilia is normal to me, okay? Lying in church is normal. I'm supposed to be like that.
And you know the other side of that? I'm from West Virginia, so I'm supposed to be ignorant. I'm supposed to be inbred. I'm supposed to sleep with my sister. I'm supposed to be dumber than a box of rocks. Mm-hmm. I'm supposed to be easily fooled.
Mm-hmm.
So how did we walk out of those places?
And look, I say I agree because that's what I heard. That's what I heard. I mean, I've heard the rumors.
Yeah. Well, I still hear it today. I'll hear people say, you know, because West Virginia's got such a reputation, and it does. I understand that. But I hear people go, I went to West Virginia. I had a great time. I don't know what everybody was talking about. Well, there's your answer.
Yeah, and I understood when you told me you were from West Virginia, I understood this. This is what I understood. I'm weird like this. I said, we can be cool because he understands that he ain't shit. So I understand I ain't shit. So we understand that if we live by the stereotypes of people telling us we ain't shit, then we wouldn't be. But we're proved by talking to one another that the fact that we ain't shit ain't true. I'm just saying what people want to say we are.
Exactly. That outside judgment that was set down, where we came from it. We crawled out of it. We dealt with it. And we understood that if you learn, things get better. If you get more knowledge, things get better. And that learning doesn't stop in school. That's why when these people started throwing that phrase, I bet you did your own research. The reason they threw that phrase around is because they quit learning when they walked out of the government indoctrination camp.
Yeah.
And they walked out with their indoctrinated knowledge, and then they lived the rest of their life without trying to look outside that to see if there's other knowledge that would contradict what they were taught.
Yeah, because it's not important because someone has already told them that you become superior by thinking ignorantly versus taking the time to study for yourself.
Right, because if you pay us money and go to our institutions and believe everything we say and parrot it back in perfect form, then we give you a piece of paper that says you are intelligent.
Yes, and you were indoctrinated through the ability of what is the name on the school, and whoever the name of the school is I named after, is whose family benefits from this, but it won't be you.
No, it won't be you.
It won't be you. It definitely won't be you. It will definitely not be you.
No. And that's how all these campuses have all these beautiful buildings with marble floors and swimming pools and tennis courts. It's not because they're making a little bit of money. It's because just like when you go into Vegas and you see all those billion-dollar casinos, the house always wins.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're in the house and you want to play the games of the house, then we will elevate you. If you want to be against the house, we're going to make everything as difficult as we can make it for you.
Now, how did you know, even though Brooklyn was not the best place in New York, but they always knew they would be on top in Brooklyn? Let me tell you why. They said,
yeah.
Brooklyn in the house. You have to realize the codes that we see. There's code as we speak. We are actually debunking code. Okay?
Yeah, we are.
When you said that, it automatically made me go to Brooklyn's in the house. And Brooklyn was known to be what it was. When you talk about New York and you talk about hip-hop, they say Brooklyn. Always. Then
yep.
Everything followed Brooklyn. Because
yes.
Brooklyn was in the house. Brooklyn was a house player.
Yes.
So a lot of
Los Angeles was a house player.
San Francisco, yep, was a house player.
Yeah.
Okay, Detroit at one time was a house player. It depends on what time, because these other small cities are just subsidiaries to fill in for all this big stuff.
Correct.
That's
the
it.
Flyover country that nobody wants to talk about. It's the country that's outside of the cities, because the cities are where it's at. That's why they want you in the cities. It's hard to control people that are outside of a city.
There you go. There you go. It's hard to control people outside the city.
That's right. That's why in all the utopian movies, what do? They put a big dome over a city and everybody has to stay in the city because we can control you there.
Correct.
Just look at Demolition Man. Look at Demolition Man. Look at Dennis Leary's part. They were the people who didn't want to live in the city because they wanted to have freedom where everybody in the city was willing to give up their freedom for this safety idea.
Yeah. This idea of peace and tranquility, if you talk this way, if you speak this way, if you do this and you do that, and everybody's happy and gay.
Yeah. They're all wearing moo-moos and overweight.
Mm-hmm.
And at the slightest sign of violence, they crumble like a
crack. They all have skirts on with easy backdoor access.
Those pajamas. You do have to ask yourself, why the obsession with the booty hole?
What is it?
There's something about it. You can't deny there's something about it because all these people to get famous, now they're all coming out and saying that's what they had to give up. Why is that so special?
And you know they have the new special Victoria's Secret line that just came out with T.D. Jakes being brought out to the closet. The new Victoria's Secret line is called the new Power Bottom line. You seen it?
Yeah, I see it. That's what I was talking about. I was laughing.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is normal.
The men's backside out. You walking around with the man's backside. I'm like, who wants to see that? But that's not my world of ass, really. That's not my business.
Well, see, this is the funny thing because the government, we can sit here and list, and I'm not talking a short list. You and I can make a gigantic list between us. Of all the lies that have been fed to America over the years.
Yep.
Yet people still put faith in a government that openly lied to you. They openly lied to you about UFOs. They called you crazy. They called you a conspiracy theorist. They actually, if you were a pilot, they would strip you of your livelihood saying you were insane for saying you saw what you saw, and then magically, In 2 years, it flipped to, well, of course they're real. And nobody questions all the years that they put people down, all the years that they ruined people's lives. Nobody questions that.
Nobody questions. Listen, Barack Obama said, I am against gay marriage. All these preachers that are being turned in, they were against homosexual relationship and gay marriage. Now, we come to find out that all of them are homosexual, dealing with gay people, and some of them are in gay marriages. Now, this is, man. They're saying one thing and doing totally the opposite.
Right. And now that they're bringing it out, they want everybody to just say, oh, this is okay then.
Yeah.
This is okay. This is the way nature intended it, for a guy to be with a guy and a woman to be with woman, and no babies would be born.
Yeah, this is the way it should be. Just stop reproduction for your satisfaction. Or whatever you want to call whatever, but we're stopping reproduction. The main thing is we're stopping reproduction for whatever you want to do.
And then you look at the way the testosterone has fallen in the American male. Right now, a teenager of this day and age does not have the testosterone of a 60-year-old man in the 50s.
A man has to calmly ask a female, if you have testosterone, you have to find a way to ask a female to either please be silent and allow me a moment, or ask them to please think about what they're doing, because right now I'm having a moment. I understand ladies have moments, but men do too.
That's right.
We're not allowed to have moments, though.
And their hormonal problems are supposed to be accepted, and our hormonal problems are made up.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can be around anybody who takes testosterone in the form of a steroid, and they instantly become more aggressive.
Yes. And if you try to tell a lady that she will never listen to your side most times, she has a comparison from her side. It's never, I hear what you're saying, it's a but we. It's always diverted from whatever you're talking about and goes straight to her.
I can't deny it. I can't. Man, do you realize it's 1 o'clock?
No.
So I hate to do this, but I got to throw some commercials in here. You know, I got to keep the powers that be happy.
All right.
I'm gonna throw a couple minutes of commercials in here so we can get that out, so we have that downhill run to the end of the show and past.
All right, my brother.
All right, folks. I hate to do this, but we got to. So we got to pay the bills. So we're gonna take a quick break, and we'll be right.
Peace, what's up, y'all? This is Ninja Scroll. Check out my newest album, Renewed Mind, with songs like this. Solve it, Coagula. Solve it, Coagula. Tear down and rebuild the whole system. Vibra prophecy fulfilled. Snakes in the grass. Son of position. We got snakes in the grass. Rally through the high pass. Traps all laid out. Avoid the bomb blast. I got ya. I got ya right where I want ya. Like a raw line in the field, I stalked ya. Creeped up on ya, peeped on your aura. Laying in wait, ready to pounce on ya. Once I get ya, you'll be a goal. Can you hear me now?
Just all part of the game.
Hang the scene for so long, now it's time to open up your eyes. Look at how you're living, just to follow the world with Satan.
And the new norms, the new world order. Yeah, go get yours right now at officialninjascroll.web.com. That's official. NinjaScroll.web.com.
Trying to show you everything, but you ain't care. Got you running scared. It's fear that is the main weapon. Peace to the people that was always prepping. I'm stepping on toes trying to wake you up.
Freaks, outsiders, weirdos, the wallflowers, oddball loser, fish out of water, speak up. Talk quieter. We are different. There's no arguing. It's a fact. A patchwork of flaws, we grow and adapt. We're funky, unconventional. See life through kaleidoscope eyes. In a field full of clovers, with our four leaves, we bask in blue skies. Flaws are natural. Our imperfections, our weaknesses, our scars. There is a misfit in all of us.
We just have to be brave enough to embrace who we are.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is your governor speaking.
Today's training evolution, dogfighting, taking on the corporate media.
The rules of engagement are as follows. Number one, don't fire unless fired upon. But when they fire, you fire back with overwhelming force.
Does it say that in the bill?
I'm asking
you to tell me what's in the bill.
Number two, never, ever back down from a fight.
If I could complete the question, though.
So you're going to give a speech or ask a question?
Number three, don't accept their narrative.
It's wrong. It's a fake narrative. I just disabused you of the narrative, and you don't care about the facts.
It's why people don't trust people like you, because you peddle false narratives.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Remember when no one thought that 1 year from the election, the Dow would be up 28.5%.
You've got very strong growth, a terrific employment market.
We have no inflation, virtually no inflation.
Wages climbed 2.7%. The unemployment rate matched the 50-year low.
Oil prices dropping today, tumbling more than 3%.
President Trump's policies, tax cuts, deregulation, opening energy.
Whether you're a blue-collar or white-collar worker, he's taking care of all collars.
He is rebuilding this economy
in ways experts say was never possible.
The Biden administration faces another crisis amid a growing
backlog. It is not a pretty picture here at the pump. The price of gas increasing more than 6% over
You're paying more for everything.
And we're back. We are back. You know, it's really funny because we were talking about off the air about how to teach people to break out of the cycle. And the way I started breaking out of the cycle was reading things that I thought were absurd. That was a first step, because the reason it seems absurd is because it goes against everything you're taught. But then when you start looking at it and you start looking at it and you start looking at it, you sit there and go, wait a minute, that's right. And that's right, too. And that's right there. And we've been told that there's nothing right about this. Then how come I can find so many right things just by reading what they said? If everything they say is wrong, how come I can read things, and to me, when I reason them out, it makes sense?
Clear sense.
Clear sense. Like, I go back to what I said last week when you said, why do you think they call it programming? And I went, huh? And then I went, I get it.
If you talk to most people, okay, depending on what era they're from, okay, an older era, if you a real old era, if you're 90 years old and you call them, what are they doing? Listen to the radio.
Yes.
If they're between 84 all the way down to maybe about 75, 74, you're looking at specific television.
Yes.
Specific television. When you look at people from 74 down to about 65, you're looking at the DVD and television.
Yep.
You go down from there, you're programming into the more, you go into the more AI, where people are more generated towards everything, but becoming more advanced from that state. But when you call them on the phone, all you got to do is listen to the background and you'll hear what you'll be dealing with.
Exactly. And it's real hard for people to change from what they grew up with.
Thank you.
And it is.
Mm-hmm.
And so you start, once you break out of that and get out of the mold, then you start looking at what's coming at you, and where it's coming from, And then you start seeing a pattern. Because remember, when Biden was elected, basically the pandemic was over. And Biden opened it back up. And Biden created all the jobs that were actually just people going back to work after all the shit got shut down.
Mm-hmm.
And now you can see the building of the next thing.
Mm-hmm.
And like right now, and this is one of the stories I wanted to talk about, the British Heart Foundation has found that there's been a huge spike in heart problems. But they are saying it's from the Rona and not from the vax. Even though every single person knows that it's the vax. But they're still putting that narrative out there. No, no, no. It was this new disease that caused this. After all the years that we've been through, all the things we've suffered in this world, all the things that have hit that never caused this particular problem, now suddenly it is this that's doing it and not the shot. Not the shot that's destroying people. It's the Rona.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have to have something to hide the enormous amount of people who have been harmed by this gene therapy.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're going right back to forcing people to wear masks because they have to know how many dumb people are left.
Yes. Who are susceptible to still being stupid.
Yeah. Because they've said in hearings and said all the studies proved the mask did nothing. They've said in hearings under oath and said that. They said in hearings, Fauci said under oath in hearings, there was zero evidence the mask would do anything. There was zero evidence to back the six-foot rule, yet every damn person in America that could follow, followed that.
Yes, they did.
And they argued with us that it was bullshit. They thought Herm and Dan were going to die because we were telling them, don't wear a mask. It ruins your immune system. Now the studies have come out. Wearing a mask ruins your immune system. We said, don't get the shot. It's got side effects. And now it's coming out that people are dying from the shot. We said 6 foot is bullshit because it was bullshit. But we were called idiots and told, I bet you did your own research. And we actually used our brains, and so to the dumb people, we appeared dumb.
Yeah. Yeah. Most definitely.
And here's the story. I'm surprised this even got got put up on the internet. Dr. Fauci says that the 6 foot thing came from nowhere.
Yeah.
Yes, they just made it up. Just as much as this Fauci said, right arm, shake it. Fauci says, shake your right arm. Everybody shook their right arms. Fauci says, wear your mask, walk into the building, but when you sit down where you're actually closer to anybody in the room and take it off to eat because that's okay.
And you do the hokey pokey and you turn,
and you
yourself,
turn yourself about.
That's what it's all about.
Hokey pokey. It says, Fauci says social distancing wasn't based on data, sort of just appeared. So because somebody dreamed up some stupid shit and told you to do it without question, you did it.
And see, people don't understand what I'm trying to say. When two gay men make love, they come up with the craziest ideas. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so hey, you know, when two guys are getting together, you never know what they might come up with. One says, well, you know what? I think we need to change the population. Another one says, yes, because there's too many people who don't believe in us. And since we got the power, let's do X, Y, and Z. And this is what happens from stuff like this. It depends on who's in control. If you look at who's in control, this is the behavior of who's in control.
And I just realized as you were saying that, and I'm looking at the story, they are called this is one of the things he was worried about. Now, pay attention to the wording very closely here, because this one is very interesting to me. He said, here we go. He goes, Dr. Fauci's transcribed interview revealed systemic failures in our public health system and shed light on serious procedural concerns with our public health, and here's the word, authority. So not a public service system, not a public health, it's an authority. So what does authority mean? You need to obey.
That's right. And what we say is authentic.
Right.
What group of people are strict on the authenticity and respect? And respect. You will respect. See, you got to look at what you're dealing with.
Yeah.
And see who's running this world.
Yeah. You're going to follow the authority. And it's funny how our people in Washington were supposed to be our representatives have now turned into our authorities.
Yeah, now authorities are like me and the police.
Yeah, I'm in charge of you.
Yeah, officials.
Mm-hmm. And what makes an official different from you and me, other than they've said they're an official and they're part of the cabal? They're part of the team. They're part of the game. Because to go up in there, it's like the Masons and all those other ones that have their little steps, and you've got to agree to be quiet. I always wonder, what do they have over you? And then we start finding out their little things involve gangbangs and stuff like that. And that's why they don't talk about it. Why would you want to talk about that as a normal, everyday man, that your authority came from 100 guys banging you? Seriously. Skull and crossbones.
Wow. Yeah, you're right.
And so they all have such a horrific secret that that's how they can trust their fellow compatriots to toe the line.
Yeah. You know, every time something happens, you get called in a sex scandal.
Yeah.
Every day.
Every time. And if you speak out, there'll be some woman out of somewhere from years in your past that will come say you did something, and then they will use that to tear you to the ground. Look at Russell Brand. He was part of the machine. Everybody held him up. Everybody said he was great. The second he spoke out against the machine, his world collapsed.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what it's going to take is enough men to stand up against this machine that is desperately trying to wipe manhood and any resemblance of manhood from the planet Earth, because men are hard to lead and rule, and eunuchs and these little sissy boys are super easy to rule, because all you got to do is scare them a little, and they'll go running.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then if you make fun of these sissy boys, then you will be attacked because you are the problem, because you're trying to deny them something. I ain't trying to deny them a damn thing. I'm trying to stop being railroaded and railroaded into believing I have to do exactly what they say.
I'm just trying to stay away from being drugged and backdoored in any situation with them. Okay, because they backdoor me is a whole other ball game. I can say this, they're coming seriously, and I mean, it's not funny.
And the thing is, and again, you and I, we really don't care. You want to be gay, I'm all for it. Be gay. Be gay.
Be who you are. Ain't got nothing to do with me.
Yeah, ain't got nothing to do with me.
But
when
you
say I have
to, world,
yeah,
you just
no.
be gay. No. I'm not gay. I ain't got time to hear in your wait.
Yeah, you want to be gay? Go with your husband. Be gay, but don't expect me to sit there and tell you how exactly perfect I think it is.
And how wonderful y'all look as a couple.
Right. But
yes,
you can't do that because you've got to go along with everything.
I don't want to watch you guys kiss. I don't want to watch. I don't even want to watch a male and a female kiss. So why would I want to watch two dudes?
Oh, and here's another story. I don't know if you caught this. This actually came out. Now, you and I both know the election was a sham. We know that.
Oh, yeah.
But get this. A Virginia official, the Virginia officials discovered 40,000 missing votes for Trump.
Oh, yeah.
But they said Joe won by so many that that didn't matter. What? You lost, I don't care what the results were, you lost 40,000 votes. You admitted to losing 40,000 votes. Your only job was to count votes. You missed 40,000 of them, and you think it doesn't matter?
What were you paying for?
Dude, seriously. 40,000 votes, and you think it's nothing.
Yeah, they just shrugged their shoulders.
We did the best we could.
You know, they did the line for everything. They did the best they could.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many votes coming in. How can we be responsible for every single one of them? That's your job.
Hey, guys, better luck next time. There's need, you know, no need to cry, no spilt milk, you know.
Yeah, we can't go back. It's done. We can't go back. It's just done.
What do you want me to do, guys? We can keep repeating ourselves, and what do you think we're going to get doing that? Hmm? You know, it's just going to just keep going over the same thing. You know, when we talk like this, man, I'm going to tell you something. We get to talking like this, and then each time we get to talk, this has happened twice, right? A Verizon truck pulls up, right? I've never seen a Verizon truck over here.
And then we lose Herman.
This is crazy.
Last week, you were making a great, valid point. And
yeah.
Where's Herman?
Where's Herman?
Now, think about this. In your normal course of life anymore, losing a phone call is not a normal thing.
No.
Especially when both of the phones are in good cell signals sitting still.
And they only drop at certain times.
Right. Right when you're making a very valid point and it's been a coherent line, and then Herman's making a point and bye, Herman.
And it's happened so many times.
Oh, yeah. And the funny thing is, I never drop phone calls when I'm sitting still anywhere. And you're on my phone line because that's the only way we can get you into the show is because your phone company won't even let you call the damn show.
Isn't that crazy? No problem at first.
Yeah. But as soon as we get on anything good, bang, off you go. So we have 40,000 missing votes in an election, and nobody is going to do a thing.
Nothing.
Nothing.
No more things.
Let me ask you what would happen if you were missing $40,000 on your tax return.
Their way or your way?
Our way. If you and I had just forgot, here's $40,000, we forgot it. Herman and I forgot it. We forgot to put it on our taxes. Oops, taxes have already been filed. Let's forget about it. Do you think they'd forget about it?
No, you're going to jail.
You're going to jail for a long time. But they can lose 40,000 of the most important things, a vote, your opinion. They can lose that, and not a single person will lose their job. Not a single person will have a reprimand. Not a single person will have a single thing done to them. But you don't give them 40,000 pieces of paper. You go to prison while they can take and lose 40,000 pieces of paper and do nothing.
Wow.
Now, if that can't, if somebody can't look at that and understand what I'm saying, you're dumb, and I'll never be able to help you.
Yeah.
Because money is a piece of paper. Money has zero value. Okay, if it's the end of the world, folks, and you got 40,000 of those pieces of paper, and you go in and there's one can of beans on the shelf, what is that 40,000 worth? Nothing. One can of beans.
One can of beans. That's it.
That's it. And that's it. They'll take your paper, which they probably won't, because they'll want fuel. They'll want money. They'll, I mean, guns. They'll want ammo. They'll want commodities and not a piece of paper that means nothing.
They need something tangible.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why when people say, I've got all this money, when the shit hits the fan, money ain't going to mean nothing.
Not one daggum thing.
No, it's not. It won't matter. I got $500 million in the bank. Who gives a shit? I got a 44 pointing at your head. Now, how much is your money worth?
Nothing. Worth a trigger.
See, that's what... Everybody's basing everything on the almighty dollar. The almighty dollar's done. We are $160 trillion in the hole. The end of this party is done. The waiter has the check, and he's coming to the table.
Well, to be truthful, if we accept where we are, we're on Rikers Island. It's all America. And America is a big, giant prison system. It imprisons over 25% of its people and culture. 45% of the rest of those people are poverty and below the poverty line. This is a prison institution with a coalition of a corporation that are our governors and our wardens.
Yeah, because they quit representing us years ago.
Yeah.
Totally.
They've been stopped representing us.
Oh, yeah. And then it comes down to the individual to defend themselves now.
Well,
and that's where people who are smart get together and form militias. Because Herm and Dan alone are one thing. Herm and Dan together are totally different.
And see, for me, honestly, it's like peace for me, because when black people ain't running alone and poor white people and the rest of the poor people in America say, listen, man, black people ain't as bad as you think. Stop listening to all that bullcrap on TV. Because if they take you as the target race, then you're going to replace us. You're going to become the pimps, everybody.
Yes.
So come on now. You know, Spanish girl, as soon as they get to America, the first thing they know about is whoring and selling their body. That's the first thing a woman learns about in America, is selling your body. In America, you learn is sex sales.
Yeah. It does. Why do you think, and all these people who want to be this inclusivity, why don't you have a 350-pound woman on the sideline reporting the NFL game?
Yeah.
Because she can talk just as good as the other chick can talk. She can know the facts just as good as the other chick can know the facts. So why isn't she on the sideline?
Yeah, why didn't you put the hamburger up there?
Yeah. Why has it got to be some hot model chick? Because sex sells. Why do these women whose only talent is their bodies make all this money on OnlyFans? Whereas if they put them out into a marketplace where they had to do anything with their skills, like do a garden or anything, they would just disappear from the planet Earth because sex sells.
Why do you think men that are announcing for like First Take and ESPN now, you see the brothers and stuff on TV and white dudes too, why do you think their pants are so tight? Because sex sells. See,
yes.
We only think about sex selling from a female and male perspective, not a male and male perspective. We look, they have us thinking so heterosexual, but we're living rainbow.
True.
So, you know what I'm saying?
True.
Yes.
Just look at the gay men. Most gay men are all buff and done out and perfect. Doesn't mean macho. It doesn't.
I'm not trying to be funny, but how many men you think watch the NFL for the game, and how many men are sitting there with their jar of Vaseline, baby oil, and a nice favorite sock or a nice big roll of tissue, and all them big sweaty men running with tight pants on with pads on, with their Johnson in there with the jock on, it looks swole up, and butts are all pronounced with muscles in them. What do you think they're doing? That some man is beating off every NFL game.
I can't deny you.
Men looking at LeBron James and them in them little shorts and in the NBA and saying, oh my goodness, he is so hot. How much money did he spend on his body? He is so hot. They're looking at the NBA beating off, B.
Yeah. Sex sells.
They're looking at track.
Yeah.
When you look at women in track, have you seen the black women in track? What they got on?
Yeah.
With the ass cheeks hanging from the bottom?
Yeah, because it makes them faster.
Well, yeah, that makes them faster. The ass win.
The aerodynamic drag of the buttocks.
Yes. When you watch sports and anything now, is soft porn.
Hey, look at beach volleyball.
Oh, wow.
Seriously. Look at tennis. Look at golf.
Yeah.
Look at golf.
Oh, yeah. The women look pretty good in golf. They look pretty damn good at golf.
Yeah, because mini skirts are important when you're trying to putt.
Oh, yes. And look, and you go start looking at women doing sports, doing weather for the news. Just go look at women doing weather for the news. Oh my goodness! And catch the angles of these nice big round butts. I don't care if they black, white, Puerto Rican, Guatemalan. They got a fat duke, a nice cutter, a big old butt like a moon, and they always show the side version.
And then add on top of that. You know, and I know when you go to karaoke, you'll see these big, rotund women singing as good as any of these big stars, yet they don't have the body the big stars have. So why do the big stars get to the point? Taylor Swift, she performs damn near nude on stage.
Yeah, because if you have a beautiful voice, but you're built like a Tyrannosaurus Rex, you really won't get that much attention.
Exactly, because sex sells in this country.
Yeah.
And you can deny that all you want. You can try to turn your head to that all you want. But the facts are there, and it's every week, every show, every person. And if you, again, like we're talking about it, people look at you like you're crazy. We're not crazy. We're observing what's going on around us.
Mm-hmm.
When was the last, I think Adele was the last big singer, and what did she do? She lost a bunch of weight. So why did she do that?
To be able to satisfy the viewer, the public view?
Exactly. To take it that next step, her voice alone couldn't take it.
No, because people want to see a face to go with this beautiful voice, and they want it to match. They will not accept life is what it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think the last real big singer was back in the 60s, Mama Cass.
Mm.
Think about that. And we grew up in the day and age when SNL was actually funny, and they made fun of Mama Cass with John Belushi being Mama Cass.
Wow.
I ain't even thought about it.
You don't see that now.
No.
No, well, you sure as hell don't.
World is not accepting of it.
No. And we're told now, you look at any picture, any show, any series, it's a bunch of obese to morbidly obese people, and that's just the new norm.
Oh, yeah.
Unhealthy body weight, unhealthy joints, unhealthy in every single way, but if you call it out, you are fat shaming. You can't possibly be trying to help that person become a better person. You are shaming them.
Amen. You are shaming, but I am really, amen. This Verizon truck outside, right, with cardboard up against the window on the side that has a little window in it, and it's got a cord running up into the wire, but there's nobody sitting in the truck, and they're in the back of the truck, and they got a cone in the front and the back. And what are they doing? Dan, I'm trying to tell you, man. That's why I started loading up.
Herman's under surveillance. Oh, my God, man.
Now, remember I told you Verizon truck in case, you know, I told you the Verizon truck sitting in front of my house. The second time it's happened.
If it shows up in front of my house, I'm leaving. I'm like, nope. Dude, I just don't get it. I don't get how it can be so obvious to some people and not to others. That's what I don't get.
I don't either. I'm a nice person, Dan, and I cheer. But I walk around in my a gun in my pocket like something's going to happen tomorrow.
And you should. You should.
Yeah.
Because something very well could happen tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And the people without guns will be called victims.
Yeah, they will be.
Yeah.
That's
exactly what they'll be called.
I don't want to be a victim.
Well, see, I've got a pistol that, by most people's accounts, is a very old pistol because it doesn't have cartridges and all that shit like that. But you can bury my pistol in the mud, bring it up a year later, clean it off, and it will go right back to working. And I don't have to worry about parts breaking, and I don't have to worry about anything. That is one of the reasons I picked the pistol I picked, is I wanted simplicity, because while there's gun shops and places to get parts now, what's going to happen when all that's gone?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're just going to be SOL. You're going to have a nice, heavy thing to throw at somebody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I understand wheel guns are hard to reload. I understand all of that. But I understand this. No matter what, they will be the last ones working when everything else is quit.
Yes. Yes. My 38 is much more reliable than my 40 cal, even though my 40 cal can do a lot more damage faster.
Yes.
But if you think things out, my 38 will do a lot of damage, just a little slower.
Yeah. A little more think and shoot rather than spray and pray.
Yeah.
And if bullets are already in a minimum, which they will be, spraying them doesn't make any sense. That's why they're taking all the bullets out of circulation. That's why there's all these stories over the past years of government agencies buying billions, and I mean billions of rounds of ammo. Why did they do that? To pull it out of the civilian market.
So they took money from you under threat of violence, and then they used money to buy shells to fight back.
It's amazing the stuff that's going on. It's unbelievable how things are going. It's unbelievable.
Well, there's so many things, but that's why they keep the distraction. They don't want you looking at why the government, why the IRS bought billions of rounds of ammo. Why does the IRS need billions of rounds of ammo? When's the last shootout you heard of the IRS was involved in?
Well, when they started, when you find out it's been a lie the entire time they're taking your money and it's been illegal, that's why they're doing it.
Oh, yeah. They're arming up for that reason. Also, that you don't have something to shoot back with.
What do you think?
Well, that's why every government, before they become tyrannical, the first thing they do is take your weapons from you. I'm sure all those Chinese people who were using bows and arrows against automatic weapons would love to have just a wheel gun.
Mm-mm-mm. Anything.
Anything. And so you've got to get the population. Look at Australia. They all turned their guns in for the greater good, and then Australia went full Nazi on them during the pandemic.
Wow.
Because they could. Because who was going to fight back?
Mm-hmm.
And our government's heading down the exact same path. That's why they want to know how many guns you have in your house. They want to know what type of guns you have. They want to know your street address. They want to know your Social Security number. So when it comes time to come take them, they know exactly where to go.
Oh.
And
exactly.
What's happening in Texas, the only reason that they bowled over Texas because Texas has the same guns that they have, and they don't want an armed confrontation on the border between the United States government and Texas and 25 other states.
Mm-hmm.
What does that sound like, Herman?
You're gearing up for something, buddy.
It sounds like the Civil War.
Yeah, you're gearing up for something, my friend.
Because the United States government told people to do certain things, and they didn't do it, and they stood up, and then there was a fight between the United States government and people.
Yeah, the blue coats and red coats, and we don't know what is what now.
Yeah. So that's actually happening right now in real time on the border. There have been ultimatums delivered, yet you don't see it as a lead story in anything.
In anything. Wow.
The only lead story is the gay preachers. And I ain't wrong.
Oh, that is the truth. The only lead story is the gay preachers.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. And it's like, if you let them, and this is my thing is with these guys. They let you run free, and then when they need to use you as a distraction, they pull everything they've given you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they'll expose you like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because they've known this for years. This isn't something that just popped up.
Uh-uh.
Everybody, they knew this, and it was a hush, 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 hush. That's our card we'll play when we need it. And now they need it. They need a distraction. They need a circus. They need a coliseum.
Wow.
They need to attack your religion in the worst way they can attack your religion, because religion, as much as you may disagree with this taught or anything, gives people a source of strength.
Mm-hmm.
It does. It may, whether it's false strength or real strength, it does give people a source of strength.
Give them some hope. It's something to believe in.
Right.
Which gives you a reason.
Well, that's the reason they let them attack Pearl Harbor. Because they knew once a dastardly plan has happened, that the American public would be filled with resolve that they could not get them to be filled with.
Mm.
Remember the Alamo. You have to have a battle cry to rally around. Remember Pearl Harbor, a day that will live in infamy.
Yep.
Because without a rally cry to get people to do things they wouldn't normally do, people would have not done those things. See, if we went to a psychology class, you and Herman Dan went to a psychology class at any college campus, they'd be teaching this exact same thing, and every one of those students would buy it hook, line, and sinker because it is the truth, yet when they leave there, they quit believing what they were taught and believe that this entity is good and that that's just a coincidence and it's not how it was driven that way. It just happened that way.
Well, that's the difference between a core study class and an elective course.
Right.
The elective courses are optional to believing.
Yeah.
Or courses you need to survive, they say.
Yeah. Yeah. And nobody wants to think that way. Because they'll all go learn body language, and then they'll see a president exhibiting body language, and they go, oh, that's just a theory thing, but from my school. But it's in real life, and it's in their face, but they won't accept it because it goes against what they believe.
It's not official.
Right.
They haven't been told it was official, and it was legal. See, marijuana was bad as long as it was illegal. So when they made it legal,
right,
then everybody cool. Alcohol was bad when it was illegal. When they made it legal, it was cool.
Yeah.
Drugs were terrible until they became pharmacare.
Right. So if you knew somebody when we were young that took 20 or 30 pills a day, you would say they were addicted and pill poppers, and now they're just following health guidelines.
Yeah. Routine.
Routine. And there are lots of people taking handfuls of pills every single day in this country.
Yes, routine.
And then you go to them, why? My doctor told me to. That's the end of their research. That's the end of their questioning. The expert, as designated by the government, paid for by Big Pharma, that tells you that pills are the answer, and you will not question it because you trust the government.
Wholeheartedly.
Wholeheartedly. You'll put your life on it because that's what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll end up miserable with bad joints on all kinds of care, happen to be in the insurance pyramid so that you can afford the millions of dollars that it costs to take care of you every year.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll run down that treadmill till you die.
Yes. Begging for something to check.
Right. If those pills actually work, why do you got to take them for the rest of your life?
Yes. Yeah.
How did your body go from being able to function all on its own to needing this to survive for the rest of your life?
Mm-hmm.
And where were all these pills when we were younger? Because old people is nothing new.
You're right.
And do you I don't remember my grandpa taking a damn pill other than maybe an aspirin.
Yeah. And it is a lot better.
Yeah. And they weren't, he wasn't sitting on the couch 650 pounds. He was a man height and weight appropriate. He was a man who went out and did shit during the day. He was a man who baled hay. He was a man who lifted hay well into his late 70s. So how did he do it without all the pills?
Mm. How do you say amazing?
Isn't it though?
How did he do it without all the pills?
But there were generations before us. Old people, like I said, old people is nothing new. My grandma was 88 when she died.
Yep.
She didn't run to the doctor every time she turned around.
My grandmother, my grandfather was 92 when he passed. My grandmother was 94.
So how did they make it without all this help, air quotes?
They ate better. They slept better. They lived better.
They didn't buy into this pharmacological disaster, which is the American healthcare system at the current time. And if anybody doesn't believe me, do this research for yourself. Go Google the number two and three leading cause of death in America. Every single year, it's medical malpractice.
Yeah. Every single year.
Every single year. It's above obesity and diabetes.
Yeah. You'd be better off smoking.
Yeah. You would.
Because a doctor will misdiagnose you faster than you can come up with lung cancer.
Oh, exactly. And then their answer is never, well, what are you doing, Herman? Do you exercise at all? Do you go take a walk every day? Do you eat fresh? Are you eating out of a box? Are you eating shit with GMOs in it? Are you doing any of that? They never question that. They go, Herman goes, my blood pressure's up. I go, well, here, I'm going to write you this prescription. Take this pill. And then you take that pill. My blood pressure's good, but my ass is leaking. Okay, well, let me write you something for your ass leaking. Okay, now you take that after you take that one that takes care of your blood, and this will take care of your butt. Well, my butt's good now, but my legs are cramping. Here, take this pill. It'll take care of the cramps from your butt leaking and your blood pressure, and they just put you on the pill mill.
On and on and on and on. You keep going.
Yeah. Take this pill for this. Take this pill for that. Take this one. This one will help you. This one will make it better. Oh, exercise is overrated. Your weight is overrated. You be you, boo. You just, if you want to be the Goodyear blimp, be the Goodyear blimp. Just be you, boo.
You be you, boo. You.
You do you.
That is funny. You do you, boo.
Yeah. Look at Liz, Lizzo, She can whole stage for big fat women doing shit.
Ooh, I mean, she is sloppy, big, and overweight.
Yeah. And it's funny.
Attractive woman? Are you serious?
That's the whole thing. It's like people go, Well, you have a low self-esteem if you don't think you're. I'm not a top-tier attractive dude. I got that. And if you tell me and look at me, and go, "Oh, you're perfect," and no, I'm not. Quit lying to me.
Uh-huh.
Quit telling me something I'm not. I'm not that top percent. Because there are things that denote somebody who is truly beautiful in the sense of that 1% realm. But that doesn't mean I'm ugly. It just I'm not the top percent. I understand that. I can grip with that. It doesn't bother me. Because looks are only one part of a person.
My intellect puts me in the top percent.
Right. I'd rather be smart and ugly than dumb and beautiful.
No doubt.
No doubt.
All the time. I know I'm in trouble. That's all about.
Yeah. Well, that's where self-assuredness comes in. That's what I was talking about. You've got to start believing in yourself. We're taught to believe in other people and never believe in ourselves anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with that line, I bet you did your own research. Yeah, I did.
Yeah, and what?
And what?
Yeah.
Your research came from somebody you don't know, you don't believe in, you don't trust, yet you accept it 100% blindly because it was told to you by a beautiful woman in a dress sitting there going, you need to get your vaccines.
Yeah. And she bends over to pick up the paper to tell you the rest of the story.
Right. Holy shit, dude. You know what time it is?
Well, no, what time?
1:51.
Oh, my.
No. I'm not paying attention to no time. But
I'm not. I'm just walking, talking to you, and then I sat down in front of the computer and went, oh, shit.
Yeah. Here we go again.
Here we go again. You know, Herman, it's been such a great conversation, as usual.
Yeah, man. Smooth as it could ever be, man. Smooth as silk. It was beautiful.
Yeah. And we covered a lot of different things today.
Yeah. Yeah. With no extras. It was just like just the energy was what it was to tell you what you need to know.
And that's why I always say, don't just accept what we're saying. Look into it. Look into it.
Yeah. Study for yourself.
Yeah. Question for yourself.
Yeah. We're just two guys talking. Yes.
We're just two guys that go out and experience the real world, experience what's happening, and give you our opinion.
Yeah. And then you come to hear us at the water cooler talk about it, you know, like we do.
Exactly like we do.
You know what?
I sure do.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. That's the way we do it. But such a great conversation. I hope you have a good week, Herman. I'm getting ready to go up to Ohio this weekend myself.
All right, my friend. Well, you have a good, safe travels. And until next time, we got another show to roll with.
That's right, man. Next Monday, we will be back and ready to roll. So, folks, if you're listening to this, you are the resistance.
When the enemy comes into your life like a flood, stand your ground. And take your sword out in Luke 10 and go eyeball to eyeball with him and tell him, I have been given the authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm me. Stand your ground. When he tries to use one of his main tactics, which is fear, tell him, for God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Stand your ground. When he thinks you're down, tell him, I'm not down, Satan. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Stand your ground. When he tells you you're a loser, tell him, I am the head and not the tail. When the enemy comes after you, tell him, Isaiah 54, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Stand your ground. When he whispers in your ear and tells you you can't do this, throw Philippians 4:13 to him. I am able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Stand your ground.